Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
I will long remember these days, said in an interview for Radio Bulgaria George Garzon, saxophonist and professor at Berklee College. This world-famous saxophonist took part in this year's jazz forum in the city of Stara Zagora. Called the guru of modern jazz improvisation, he is the author of an original system which he explained to his Bulgarian friends. And he also performed works of Bulgarian jazz composers as guest soloist with the big band of the Bulgarian National Radio, as well as young Bulgarian musicians. Born in the United States in 1950, from the age of six, George Garzon was deeply fascinated by music. He received his elementary education in Boston, and his first instrument was the tenor saxophone. On the big jazz scene, Garzon became popular in 1972 with a trio, The Fringe. Along with bassist John Lockwood and drummer Bob Galotti, he recorded several landmark albums and toured worldwide. In his rich career, Garzon worked with stars of the magnitude of Michael Brecker, Eddie Gomez and Dennis Owen. George Garzon has been in Bulgaria before to the jazz festival in Bansko, and also he has heard a lot about this country from his Bulgarian students in Berklee College, which are quite numerous. During his stay in Bulgaria this time, he held a master class in Sofia as well as in Stara Zagora. And at the jazz forum in the city of the Linden Trees, we heard him as soloist of the big band of the BNR, conducted by Antoni Donchev, and together with the famous jazz flutist Simeon Shterev, a.k.a. Banana. Talking to Radio Bulgaria's music editor Albena Bezovska, George Garzon said among his favorite Bulgarian musicians are the Donchev brothers, Antoni and Georgi, who is a former student of his. And Garzon also shared with us his impressions of another Bulgarian student he had, Peter Slavov Jr. And also he speaks about Bulgaria, the festival and the wonderful atmosphere in the city of lime trees. Let's hear him.
I like about the Bulgarian musicians and in Bulgaria itself is that the people and the musicians are not afraid to be themselves. You know, they're not afraid to take chances. Like, I hear, you know, we played tonight and I heard last night the concert and, the musicians really try to stretch and reach for some different sounds and situations. And that's, you don't see that too much in musicians. I mean, you do, but people are afraid to really extend themselves for fear of not being liked at what they do. But it's interesting here because no one really cares. They just go for it, and that's great. That's a great trait. I mean, I felt, maybe I might be wrong, but the only Bulgarian musician I knew in Boston was George Donchev. And I think he played in my ensemble. You know, I remember him as being very free and very open. Pepe Slav, I'm going to call him that from now. He was in Boston. I think he was in my ensemble too. And then after a certain point, he was asking me, oh, what do you think I should do? I said, guy, move to New York. You need to be in New York. Two people I really said that needed to move to New York was Pepe and Francisco Mela, who was from Cuba. And when those guys moved to New York, their whole life exploded because, they were such good musicians that New York was waiting for them. I don't really think the size matters. It's almost better if it's a small country and people are very close together. Because the thing in America is a fast country. Everything's fast. You grow up fast. So people are always moving and moving. When you get a place like Bulgaria, I think there's so much tradition and history here that the people care about each other and they really work. I think the Bulgarians work on their culture and what their culture is about. About respect, about being together, caring about the other people, of the country, and just not being so concerned about when is the next gig, how much money we're going to make, how many gigs do you have, and I mean, it does happen in music, but the sense I get here is that it's kind of like a family atmosphere. The level was good. I mean, all these guys blew me away because of their ability to play in odd meters and odd times and how strong they are, and the arrangements that all the musicians wrote were incredible. know. I'm not really an arranger. I'm an improviser who writes like uni-line, like I write one-line type tunes. I mean, they're good, but I never really get into writing like the way these guys do it. I admire that. You know, some people write and improvise, and some people just improvise, and I think that's what I do. I improvise. I mean, I spent my life learning a concept that is all my own, you know. So it's just the path that you take as a musician.
Often your favorite musician here.
I mean, I really favor the Donjev brothers because of their father, who I've never met, but I can sense the, you know, the history of the father through the sons. And you always learn about the mother and father through the sons or daughters, because especially at Berkeley when I teach, I learned a lot about the mother and father through the kids. It's interesting, you know, because how the sons and daughters are emulate what the parents are about, and these two guys are so about their father and the music. I mean, to hear Antonio play tonight, I mean, he was unbelievable, incredible. And George, you know, George is George. I know he plays. It was interesting. I'm going to Copenhagen tomorrow for a month where the musicians play great there, but I'll remember these 3 days here. It was wonderful. It really was. It was great.
And let's hear some music after this interview with George Cuzon talking to Radio Bulgaria's Albena Bezuska. It won't be a live recording from the city of Stara Zagora's Jazz Forum, but again from a Bulgarian composer, Plamen Karadonev. Jazz pianist, a Berklee College graduate too, Plamen Karadonev has been living in the United States for years. And some time ago, he released there his own album in which George Cuzon features as a guest soloist. And the track is entitled Radiance. Thank you. This was Time Out for Music on Radio Bulgaria featuring the US saxophonist George Gerzon. He was the main soloist and guest at the Jazz Forum in the city of Stara Zagora. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.